right, kings and queens of vape, listen up to this. Eitan Stern is on the line. Eitan, good morning.
Good morning.
I was mentioning this a little bit earlier on the show today. We know how regulated cigarettes are, and so I suppose it begs a good question. What about e-cigarettes? I think it's a fantastic one. I'm very excited to see what you have to say today.
Okay, cool. Are you a vape smoker?
No.
Okay, good. So we all know, as you said, that smoking cigarettes indoors isn't allowed. But there's this new trend which is shaping the nation, and that is electronic cigarettes. Now, we've all been in a lecture hall or a restaurant or a shopping mall or even a nightclub, and some twit puffs away at his or her overpowering, cheap, cherry-flavored vape without caring in the world. And this trend has got me thinking, why? Why would someone do such a thing? Surely you're not allowed to smoke indoors. So in order to try to set the record straight and put out the burning or just lightly vaping question, we thought we'd have a look at vaping. What are the social norms and what are the laws? So if you smoke a vape or you are that guy puffing banana-flavored smoke inside an elevator, it's time for you to listen up. So what does the law in South Africa say about vaping? Well, one of the theories as to why vaping is so popular in South Africa is because of the lack of regulation on the topic. Basically, because tobacco isn't being burnt, but rather just heated to a moderate degree, many people believe it's not counted as smoking. And technically, according to the law, you would be right. Currently, there is no specific legislation that regulates the composition, labeling, marketing, or even sale of e-cigarettes in South Africa. And also, since vapes are not medicinal in any way, so much so that some studies believe they'll kill you, they are not dealt with in the Medicines Act. And the Tobacco Products Control Act of 1993, which regulates the sale of cigarettes and tobacco products, does not extend to e-cigarettes. So e-cigarettes are dealt with as regular consumer products, much like cell phones or pens, which is why you can buy them at shopping mall kiosks, and very rarely they ever come with safety warnings. So before we get into the actual law, it's important to take that in. The only reasons vapes are not dealt with cigarettes, it's not because they're safe or healthy, it's only because the law hasn't forced vape companies into regulating them yet. Remember how in the 80s we didn't know cigarettes were bad for you, the parents used to smoke with kids in the car? Well, many people, myself included, think this is exactly how they'll look at vapes in 10 years' time. It's really one of those interesting situations where the law may not have caught up with society just yet. So, if there's no law, what rules are there to deal with vapes? Well, there's the Vapor Products Association, the VPA, which is a self-regulated body that represents local vape products and industry in South Africa. And their job is to work with government to develop appropriate industry legislation. And the VPA have put in place codes of conduct, which are voluntary, which are voluntary rules, and they've put in rules such as that you can't sell to under 18. Now, there's also a bill, which is a draft law, being considered called the Control of Tobacco Products and Electronic Delivery Systems Bill, and this currently opens for comment and includes e-cigarettes in it. And amongst other proposals, the draft bill plans to ban smoking in certain public places and significantly clamp down on advertising tobacco products. But it would also ban smoking vapes indoors and in some public places. But really important is that the bill includes vapes in the same category as cigarettes, so our society can regulate them, while today they're pretty much unregulated. So that's about it. Due to a loophole in the law, actually just the slow nature of legal development, smoking of vapes is mostly unregulated, and it's mostly up to owners of shops, restaurants, and bars to regulate people, whether people are allowed to smoke vapes in their establishments. And it doesn't seem, however, that the government, that the government is planning to deal with this, and there's even some evidence that the Department of Health is going to view vaping in the same light as smoking and try to amend the legislation. But until that happens, it's up for us as a society to look out for each other and do what's right, even if it's not the law. So much the same as you wouldn't walk into a restaurant and spray a can of deodorant in the air, you probably shouldn't be smoking pineapple-flavored vape around other people or children. It's just really common sense. And it's that common sense and respect that we all need to cling to over the summer season. We live in this big, beautiful world full of lots of different people. And in our festive break, everyone's looking to blow some steam. But we all need to do it safely and with respect for others. But don't drink and drive. Don't be mean to animals. Don't fight with your girlfriends. And don't smoke vape. Around people who don't want to smoke. So it's been a fantastic year. And I hope everyone has a great week.
Genuinely so interesting. It's going straight on to catch up. Eitan, dude, have a lucky rest of your day.
You too, man. Take care.
It's Eitan Stern, our legal expert from Legalese down in Cape Town, talking this morning about e-cigarettes and what the law says around them. If you're a vape king or queen and somebody just wants to know more about whether or not you can ask people to stop smoking around you if they are in public places, then listen to that again on Catch Up. We'll put it up and you can share it with your friends. Just keep an eye out and at Hammond Time.